ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ, ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ, ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ. ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುದತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮದಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ವರದಾಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ನೀಲಾಂಬುಜಶ್ಯಾಮಲಕೋಮಳಾಂಗಂ ಸೀತಾಸಮಾರೋಪಿತವಾಮಭಾಗಂ ಪಾಣೌ ಮಹಾಸಾಯಕಚಾರುಚಾಪಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ರಾಮಂ ರಘುವಂಶನಾಥಂ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ರೀಡ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಟುಕ್ ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಮಯ್ಯಾಸಕ್ತಮನಃ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಯೋಗಂ ಯುಂಜನ್ಮದಾಶ್ರಯಃ ಅಸಂಶಯಂ ಸಮಗ್ರಂ ಮಾಂ ಯದಾಜ್ಞಾಸ್ಯಸಿ ತಚ್ಛೃಣು. ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ತೇಹಂ ಸವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇದಂ ವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮ್ಯಶೇಷತಃ ಯಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾನೇಹ ಭೂಯೋನ್ಯತ್ ಜ್ಞಾತವ್ಯಮವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ ಮನುಷ್ಯಾಣಾಂ ಸಹಸ್ರೇಷು ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಯತತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಯೇ ಯತತಾಮಪಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾನಾಂ ಕಶ್ಚಿನ್ಮಾಂ ವೇತ್ತಿ ತತ್ ತ್ವತಃ. ಭೂಮಿರಾಪೋ ನಲೋ ವಾಯುಃ ಕಂ ಮನೋ ಬುದ್ಧಿರೇವ ಚ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ಇತಿಯಂ ಮೇ ಭಿನ್ನ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿರಷ್ಟಧಾ ಅಪರೇಯಮಿತಸ್ತ್ವನ್ಯಾಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಮೇ ಪರಾಂ ಜೀವಭೂತಾಂ ಮಹಾಬಾಹೋ ಯೇತಂ ಧಾರ್ಯತೆ ಜಗತ್. ಸೊ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ವಿ ಸಾ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಮಿಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಗಿವ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ Jnanam along with vijnanam. So jnanam means knowledge, vijnanam means wisdom, special knowledge, direct experience. Yajnatvara, why are you teaching me this? Yajnatva mokshase ashubha. Sorry. Having known this, there is no other knowledge you will seek. Yajnatva neha bhuyonyate jnatavyam avashishyate. Having known this, there is no other knowledge you need to know, ought to know. So therefore, I shall tell. Then again, he showed the rarity of this knowledge. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yadasiddhe yadadam abhisiddhanam kaschinmam veti tattudaha. So it is a very rare knowledge. Only few gets it. Among those people seeking it, one perchance may get it in his lifetime, thus showing the rarity of this knowledge. So when Arjuna's interest was kindled and his complete attention was invoked, and Bhagavan then gave two type of prakriti. One is called apara prakriti, another is para prakriti. And both of them he said, my apara prakriti, my para prakriti. So bhumi rapo nalo vayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakriti rashtada. So this eightfold prakriti, five panchabhutas, and then manaha buddhi ahankaram, this is the eightfold nature of prakriti. And this is the basic elements with which the whole creation has taken place. Prakriti means prakarsheda kriyukriti yogyatvat prakriti. So that which is able to manifold, multiply in manifold way, that is called prakriti. That ability to make out of it thousands of things. So one rice, out of that you can make so many things, isn't it? What is that? Chitrannam, Dehi Bath, Vangi Bath, and what is that? The Kesari Bath? No, not Kesari Bath, it's not rice. Pisibela Bath. Then, Idli, Dosha, then Vatam. Everything you can make out of that. So many varieties, especially in Diwali time you can see. There's in Gujarat, there is one called Annakoota. So this is Bhagavan Krishna. They worship him with thousands, hundreds of different varieties of food. All of them are derivation of rice only, so nothing else. So that ability is called prakriti. So this 5 plus 3, 8-fold nature is Bhagavan's lower prakriti. Then higher prakriti is apareya vidastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahabaho edam dharyate jagate. So that enlivening factor, because all these eightfold prakriti, they are jadavastu, they are inert in nature. Akasha, vayu, agni, apa, prithvi, manaha, buddhi, ahankaram, all of them are originally jadav, inert in nature, but they get the power to function only with the blessings of Bhagavan, that is the enlivening factor, the touch of life, that is the para prakriti. This much we saw yesterday. Now, continuing, 6th verse. Etat yonini bhutani sarvanityupadharaya aham krishnasya jagataha Prabhava pralayastatha. Yetat yonini bhutani. This etat here means these two, that is higher prakriti and lower prakriti, para prakriti and apara prakriti. These two constitute the sarvani tyupadaraya, constitute the field and the knower of the field, kshetra and kshetrajna. Kshetra means the field, I mean the world, and that enlivening factor in every living being. Forget about the world, our own self, if you take it, our own physical body. All five elements are there in our physical body. So we are occupying space, isn't it? Stomach, open your mouth, stomach, all of them have space, and we are occupying space also. Suppose the crowd get too much, then after space problem, you know, then you sit there, you just move, you don't want to touch others, then, you know, then spatial problem. We have to occupy a certain space. And Vayu, we are breathing in and breathing out, Vayu Bhagavan is also there. Then temperature is maintained in your body, that is Agni Tattvam. Then water is our shape. Without water, shape is not there. If you dehydrate the person, what is there? A packet of powder, isn't it? So, then minerals, calcium, phosphorus, etc., all of them, that is from the earth. So the earth principle, water principle, fire principle, air principle, space principle, all of them are there for the makeup of our physical body. But body alone is not going to function. So that is only a hardware. But you need, what is that? Software, isn't it? Without software, it will not work. So that software is manaha, buddhi, ahankara is the software. Even software is there, hardware also there, still it will not work unless it is connected to UPS, unlimited power supply. So unless it is connected to the power supply, it will not work, isn't it? So that unlimited power supply, Bhagavan says, is the higher prakriti. Now let us understand this very clearly, because Bhagavan is going to confuse you in the following verses. So we have to understand this very clearly, otherwise it will get confused. So what is that? Brahman, that is all pervasive Paramatma, the Lord, whose nature is infinite. And that infinite is subtler than the subtlest. But it cannot be seen or observed or experienced. But at the same time, it can be expressed or experienced only when it has a reflecting media. And that reflecting media is our mind. So, wherever the mind is, mind reflects. That's why Tulsidas said, Sri Guru Charana Sarojaraja Nija Mana Mukura Sudhari. Example is so beautiful, appropriate. Your mind is like a mirror. It reflects. Mind, the mirror has the capacity to reflect whatever is in front of it. The same way, Paramatma reflects in the mind. When it reflects, what happened? Mind, originally it is inert. That inert mind become active, sentient. Now the reflection, when you word, hear the word reflection, then also we form a concept. What is the concept? You start imagining mirror and you. What happens here? Mirror has to be away from you, isn't it? There must be a distance between you and the mirror. Then only reflection is possible. And if you think that consciousness and the mind, if there is a distance, then it is a problem. Why? What is there in the gap, you will ask afterwards. So the gap is also Paramatma is there because he is all pervasive. There cannot be any gap. So this reflection you can imagine like the filament and the electricity. How the electricity enliven the filament. One, there is no distance. The same way Paramatma enlivens this mind. And that enlivened aspect of that mind, we call it as para-prakriti, the reflected consciousness. I don't want to use reflected consciousness because any word we use, we have a concept, you see. We form a concept, and that concept is not Paramatma, because Paramatma go beyond all concepts. So therefore, you limit that particular Bhagavan's, that infinitude, you limit to your convenience because of our mind. So that's not wrong. So it is not just a reflection, it is a blessing. So in our language we say, Bhagavan blesses the equipment called mind, make it alive. And that enlivening factor in us is called para-prakriti. So these are the two. One is lower, inert. Another is higher, sentiency. Then Bhagavan says, etat yonini bhutani sarvani tyubadareya. These are the two factors which has gone into the makeup of the entire creation. And aham krishnasya jagadaha prabhava pralayastada. But I am the source of the entire creation. Krishnasya, the entire world, jagadaha, world. And prabhava pralayastada. And prabhavaha pralayaha. Prabhava means creation. Pralaya means dissolution. So starting and ending, all of them, I am the source. So we have three factors now. One is lower prakriti, another is higher prakriti, and beyond that, what is that? Bhagavan, Paramatma. So don't take it reflected consciousness as Bhagavan. What is Bhagavan is still the one who is standing behind the mirror is Bhagavan. Not the reflection of Bhagavan. So reflection has taken over, and that is why we have this ego, samsara, all these problems. But the reflection has to go. What is there to be realized is that reflection is nothing but my I am that Paramatma. So that shift, the vision has to be shifted from the reflection to the original. That original nature of Bhagavan is what Bhagavan said, aham krishnasya jagataha. So prabhava prayatata. So aham, I am the source. So this aham is the word used commonly. Every religion, I is used. It is not that there is a Hindu I, Christian I, Muslim I, Zoroastrian I, Jewish I, nothing like that. In every country also it is used. And there is no gender also for I. There is no masculine I, feminine I. I is common, isn't it? So what is that common factor in all of us? That is called aham. Since Sanskritam also is very interesting to note, alphabets, our Sanskritam alphabet start with A, isn't it? What is the last one? Ha. Yara lava shasha sa ha. So A, ha. Both are guttural. Akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha. So when you open your mouth, what is that? Without effort, you can pronounce A, ha, isn't it? But you can't keep the mouth open all the time. You have to close also. So when you close, what happened? Ma comes. So aham. See? So aha include all the letters in the alphabet. So all the letters in the alphabet indicates what? Knowledge. Because letters form words, words form sentences, sentences gives you knowledge. So all the possible knowledge that you can gain in this world is meaningful only when you know aham. Until you know aham, everything else is, I don't say useless, but it is useful only for livelihood. But it will not give you that contentment, satisfaction. So this is what Bhagavan says, aham krishnasya jagataha prabhava pralayastatha. So I am the source of paraprakriti, I am the source of aparaprakriti, both. Then he says, next verse continuing, matta parataram nanyate kinjitasti dhananjaya mayi sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. Mattaha parataram nanyate. Beyond me, that Supreme Lord, there is nothing. No other cause, that's the idea. You don't say nothing. If nothing also is a problem. then there is shunyam there. That's not what it is. Here it is. No other cause beyond me. That's why Bhagavan is called Anisha. In Vishnu Sahasranama, one name for Bhagavan is Anish. Anisha means what? There is no Lord over him. So that is called Anisha. So matta parataram, nothing whatsoever is beyond me. Kinchit asti, nothing. Kinchit asti, he Dhananjaya. So Arjuna has got this particular title, Dhananjaya. Means what? He has acquired a lot of foreign exchange. Going and conquering the neighboring countries or states, he got all those money from them. So he is Dhananjaya. Mayi sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. In me, everything is strong. Ota protaha. Pratam means interwoven. Sutre, example here is sutre manigana iva. A cluster of pearls are strung in one thread. Here you can use the what is the string theory, the latest theory. So Bhagavan also talked about string theory here. That I am like a string. Bhagavan says, I am like a string. Unseen also. Suppose you have a pearl necklace. And that pearls are strung in the thread. Isn't it? And the thread is unseen also. But without the thread, none of the pearls can stay together. So also, all the jivas are like, imagine, All the jivas. Now, how many people are here? All of you are like pearls. And all of them are strung. There is one unseen factor which is connecting all of us together. Even though we may look separate, but there is one common factor that is making us all together, or putting us all together, or that is, that factor is unseen, like the thread is unseen from the pearl. So, sutre maniganaiva. So, I am like the thread in a pearl necklace. In me, the entire creation is interwoven. That means what? Bhagavan is inherent and concurrent in all of us. Not that Bhagavan is sitting there in your heart somewhere. If that is the case, all these heart surgeons, you know, they must have had darshan of Bhagavan. Everybody, they cut open Bhagavan darshan, they close it. No. In fact, we are in him. So our body is bathed completely in consciousness, inherent and concurrent. So those points in our Upanishad and all given, Angushta Matra Purushaha Ityadi, it is given for meditation purpose. But that is not the nature of the Lord. The nature of Lord is, He's all-pervasive. Is in and through you. And if there is an empty space, there also Paramatma is there. It's a space. In space is not inert, insentient. It is vibrant with activities, isn't it? How many type of, you know, you dial the number and how many electronic waves are passing through this atmosphere? And look at this, how many trillions and billions of messages are passing through. Different type, the telephone messages are there, then what is that? Radio messages are there, the TV messages are there, and there are so many coded messages are also there. The terrorists use that for communicating to each other. All those messages are there in the atmosphere, but is it disturbing us? See what a beautiful engineering. It is not disturbing us because it is in a different wavelength, isn't it? So that our ears cannot catch, therefore it doesn't disturb. Some of the animals can catch, so they have the ability. Like dogs and all that, they can catch. That's why when tsunami, you know, came, all the animals went up the mountain because they got the message. Which human being, we could not get it, so we suffered. They should have followed the animal and ran with them. So if you study the animal, they would at least observe something. So this space also vibrant with activities because of what? Paramatma's presence is there. So this Paramatma, Mayi Sarvamidam Protam Sutre Maniganaiva. So in me, everything is interwoven. Now, here comes a problem because whenever an example is given, people misinterpret. Sutre Manigana Iva. Now what happens? Mani, pearls are different and the thread is also different, isn't it? So naturally, dvaitam comes. See, an example is given to prove a certain point, you see. I remember this all the time, you know. I talk about this. See, in the pro, in the science class, the professor wanted to prove that alcohol is bad for health. That was his point. For that, what he did, he made an experiment in front of the students. He brought two glasses, and one glass, half glass he filled with alcohol, another he filled with water. And he took out two worms. One he put it in the alcohol, and the another he put it in the water. So the one who is in the water, he survived. The other one in the alcohol died. So he asked the class, what do you understand from this? So one student got up and said, you should drink alcohol. Why? If you don't want worms in your stomach. So what was, why did he give that experiment? The purpose of the experiment was different. Just to show to the student that alcohol is bad. That was the intention. But how do you interpret? Totally different. So this is what happened. Even Bhagavan himself is giving an example here, Sutre Manigana Iva. So what is the purpose of the example? Example's purpose is to show that he is one supporting the entire universe. That is the whole purpose. But what happens is when people read the example, they think that there is a threat, that is separate. There are pearls, that is separate. That means what? Bhagavan is different, the world is different. Sutre Manigana Iva. Now to avoid that, Bhagavan Shankaracharya gives another example. Tirghatandushu Padavate Sutreja Manigana Iva. So it is something like in the, I don't know, you have seen the cloths are woven. There is a warp and then there is a filling. So nowadays it's all CNC machines. Olden time it was hand woven, but now it is all computerized, everything, mechanized. So what happens? There is a particular the yarn, after carding it, the cotton, then the yarn go into a crushing machine, and then afterwards it is turned into thread. Then from thread also they go through a sizing machine. Then afterwards it is taken and put it in a certain count, 80 counts, 120 counts, 200 counts, like that. They put that. And then on that, there is the one thread goes up and down. And this is called weaving. So it is one thread all the time, continuously. Oh, even if it is this way or that way, both way it is one thread. So Bhagavan here says, like Dirghatantuvata. Bhagavan is interwoven like a cloth. How the yarn is interwoven in a cloth, the same way. The better example is an embroidered cloth, you see, that's better. See, suppose there is a beautiful picture hanging in the wall of the house. And that picture has got what? The mountain is there, sun is rising, the birds are flying, clouds are there, and there is a river flowing also, there are trees. All those things are there embroidered. And your little child, 2.5-year-old child, is very happy to look at it. And then anything that he gets in his hand, he will destroy it, you know it. That is. And he pulls one side of this embroidered cloth and then start pulling. You know what happened? Suddenly the tree disappeared, the water disappeared, mountain disappeared. And it will be one bundle in the hand, isn't it? So, one dirgha tandushu. But when it is there, everything is there. It's all interwoven. The entire creation of the whole picture is there in that wall hanger. So Bhagavan says, Mattaparataram Nanyate, there is nothing beyond me, whatsoever beyond me, and everything is interwoven in me. Something like gold saying that I am interwoven in all the ornaments. Without my presence, no ornament can exist. There was one mathematics professor was there in Kerala, but he had a bad habit of gambling. So he lost money. So then he saw a golden necklace is hanging. His wife is wearing that, Kalyani. So he asked Kalyani, I wish you know some mathematics. She said, doesn't matter, you tell me. So he said, see, gold plus ornament is golden ornament, gold ornament, isn't it? Gold plus chain is gold chain. So from that chain is removed, gold remains. Gold minus necklace is equal to gold. A plus B, that equation. So what you should do? You should give me the necklace. I will sell the necklace and I will give back the gold to you. She looked at him and said, if you do that, you will be neckless. Sutre Manigana Iva. Now, how it is, he is interwoven in everything. Bhagavan gives example also. So far it was the abstract idea. Now he is going to give us some examples. Rasohamapsu Kaunteya Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayo Pranavas Sarva Vedeshu Shabdakhe Paurusham Rishu. Aham Arasaha Apsu. The quality of water is what? Taste. So water has no taste, but without water you cannot taste anything. So the ability to taste anything is because of water. So I am the taste in water. Rasoham apsu kaunteya. E kaunteya kundika bete. So whenever Bhagavan wants to make him believe what he says, so he calls him Kaunteya. So different names he addresses him in Gita also. Different context he addresses him. Different names. Here he using the word Kaunteya. Why? Because Kunti is my aunt and you are his son. I will not bluff you. That is what the point he is making. He Kaunteya. So rasam. Now, when we are drinking water, see, water will quench your thirst, isn't it? No other thing is, you can match with it. There is no replacement for water. Coca-Cola is not a replacement for water. When you are thirsty, one glass of water is the best. There is no other liquid available for replacement for water. And this water has the ability to give you the taste. And think about it, this principle of water is not available in this creation. What would have been our condition? We will not be able to taste anything. While life becomes meaningless, isn't it? There are people who lose their taste, the tongue, you know, they lose their taste. People who are alcoholic people, they drink all the time. Then what happens? The tongue loses its all those sensitivity. And that is why they need chutney, masala and things like that, you know, along with some drink. Hot chilies, you know, jalapeno chilies and things like that. Even pakoda they make with hot chili. That goes with the drink. Then only they can, because the taste buds are gone completely. It happens as you grow older also, they say. So that's why older people ask for more chili and masala and all that, because their taste buds have gone. So suppose taste buds are totally gone, some cases it happens. Some medical problem, they were not able to taste, then they feel miserable because they don't enjoy food. They just gulp food. So what will be our condition? Think about it. This is a blessing. Now, when you are drinking water, you are enjoying the food. The saliva, etc., is the one that gives you the taste. Are we ever thinking about the presence of Lord? We are so attached to the food, we attack the food and then finish it off. We don't even think about how this is I am able to enjoy because of the blessings of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan says, Aham Rasaha, I am that rasam taste. In every, water in the up means water. The essence of water is the taste. That I am. Prabha asmi shashi suryayoho. Prabha, the light in the sun and the moon is me. Here Bhagavan makes a mistake. So scientists, you know, they read this book. They say that here Bhagavan made a mistake. What that? Surya, I can understand. Surya means sun. Sunlight itself luminous. But moonlight is not self-luminous. It is a reflected light. Isn't it? So how can Bhagavan says both are me? Bhagavan knows that. It's not that. He is the one who created it. So he has to be a better scientist than our scientist. Our scientists are trying to discover what he has done. He has to be better scientist. It's not that he doesn't know that moonlight is a reflected light. It is not original light. He knows that. But from our standpoint, when we look at it, when we look at the sky, prakrishta prakasha chandraha. So a full moon night, if you look at the sky, see, thousands of stars are there, but among them, the moon shines brilliantly. So that shining moon, the brilliance of that shining moon, that light is myself. And moonlight is considered very important for all the vegetable kingdom. The vegetable value, the food value is given by moonlight. But that some festival is there in India, that whole night they expose the grains into moonlight. They say it has got more potent. So this Surya, sun also, now you may say sun is nothing but a gaseous mass. Agreed. But who is the one providing the fuel for sun to burn? It is not Saudi Arabian gas. Who is providing? And that also, how many millions of years it is burning? And how many millions of years ahead again it will burn? And who is providing? And nobody is taking care of it, isn't it? I used to wonder, you know, this in our garden, if you put one plant, you know, like rose plant or some flower plant, and if you don't water it, it will die. Right? Then you feel miserable. Why did I do that? You know, poor thing, I made it die. But have you seen in the mountains how many millions and trillions of trees are there? Who is watering it? Who provides water? All those mountains, you know, if you drive, you know, especially in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and all that, those mountains, if you look at it, wow, thousands of trees, giant trees. Who gives them water? See, Bhagavan has provided. For what? For our sake. If those trees are there, not there, who will absorb your carbon dioxide you are breathing out? And who will give you the oxygen? He has provided. You may call it scientifically some name, photosynthesis and all that, but who provided it? So this light and sunlight is very important for us. Without sunlight, we have no existence in this world. That's why, you know, you expose yourself to sunlight. Especially cold countries, people who live. We are all from the tropical country. Therefore, we have absorbed so much of sunlight. We don't need the D, what is that, D2. But the Westerners who are living in these cold countries, they have to, especially European countries also, they have to expose themselves to sunlight. Otherwise, something will happen to their skin. That's why they all go to Bahamas and all that places. And on the beach, they lie down. And on top of their body, they put some oil also. Then when that is cooked, then they will turn. Barbecued. If you want to walk on the beach in Bahamas, you can't walk because you have to jump over these people. All European comes beautifully, that hotel there. Yeah, there's one hotel, very famous hotel. That beach is completely full with these people. Because their skin needs sunlight, you see. Otherwise, they will go into trouble. So sunlight is very, that's why when sun is up, we are up. The sun goes down, we are down also. So sunlight is very energetic and energy giving and make you work also. So for our life, sunlight is very important. And that is Surya Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, I myself, that brilliance and that light in the sun and the moon is my grace. Sachi Surya Ho. Now, Pranavas Sarva Vedeshu. Sarva Veda, all Vedas, I am Pranava. Pranava means Omkara. This Omkara. See, Gayatri is the essence of three Vedas. Each line is essence of one Veda. Tat Savitruvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Naha Prajodayat. This is the essence of three Vedas, Sama Veda, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda. Atharvana Veda came later, therefore that is not included. So it seems the story is that when Brahmaji created the world, all the devatas approached Brahmaji. See, your world is so difficult to understand. Is there any manual you have printed so that we can use it, so that we can understand the creation? He said, yeah, I have created a manual. So he gave the Vedas. And devatas are, you know, They are always partying people. They have no time to read. They said it is too elaborate. We don't have time to read. Can you give us some shortcut, you know? Then, out of that Vedas, he took the essence and gave them this Gayatri Mantra. 3 lines, 24 letters. Varenyam, Vareniyam. Then it became 24. You have to eat the That also they felt it is too much. Then they went back to Bhagavan and said, then Bhagavan said, okay, 3 Vyakritis he gave. Bhubhuvasvaha. That also they felt too much. So then Bhagavan took the essence of all 3 Vyakritis and gave them Om. Omkara is the essence of all Vedas. Okay. Echandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha Chandho Pyotyamrda Asambhavuva Amendro Metaya Aspranotu Echandasam Rishabha. In all the Vedic mantras, Omkara is like Rishabha, like a bull. Bull means stand out. So this Omkara has got 3 matras, akara, ukara, makara, and silence. 12 mantras have written explaining what is Omkara in Mandukya Upanishad. And explaining these 12 mantras, Gaudavacharya has written 3 chapters, commentary, in verses. So that important is Omkara, okay? So Om is a direct name of Bhagavan. The moment you say Om, Bhagavan is ready. Yes, what can I do for you? Something Gurudev used to say, when you dial the number, immediately the other side say hello, isn't it? Same way, Om is a dialing the number of Bhagavan. And Omkara Shabda also considered an auspicious Shabda. Omkara Chada Shabdascha Dvaveto Brahmanapura Kandham Vitva Vinariyato Tasmat Mangalika Upav. Omkara and Atha Shabda. So it seems Brahmaji, before he created, he first said Om, and then he said Atha. Now, let us start. So these are the 2 words he uttered, therefore it is considered very auspicious. So Omkara Upasana is also given in Mandukya, and Omkara Shabda indicates the entire Vedas, Vedic knowledge. Therefore, it is very important. Akara, Ukara, Makara. Akara stands for the waking world. Ukara stands for the dream world. Makara stands for the deep sleep world. So the one who is the witness of all waking, dream and deep sleep state is Paramatma. That is indicated by the word Omkara. Therefore, that pranavaha sarvavedeshu, I am. So, what is indicated through Vedas? Paramatma, Bhagavan. And that is the essence of all Vedas is Omkara. So, naturally, Omkara means Bhagavan. I am. Shabdakhe. And the guna, the attributes of space is what? Shabda. If there is no space between you and me, you will not be able to hear me. So the space is the one carrying the sound waves to your ears. So this space The sound is Shabda Khe. I am that sound in space. Think about it. This is not created by us, isn't it? Sound may be you are creating. But the ability to hear and the ability to move the sound in the space, all these principles, it is highly scientific, but these principles are created by whom? If that possibility was not there in existence, will you be able to hear me? And the ears also, he created it for us to hear. And the people who are specialized in what? ENT specialist. They talk about, they have picture, they have so much details about the study about the ear. And the eardrum, and then behind that there are some bones also. And that is connected to the brain. And the sound waves that is going through your eardrum and this bones are communicating to the brain, and brain interprets that sound. And suppose the bones have got calcification or something, then you have a humming sound in the ear. And some people call it as anahat sound. It is nothing like that. It's a bone calcified. So how, if you have some problem in the ears, how sophisticated is the surgery and all that? So, Shabdakhe, Paurusham Nrishu, manliness in man. What makes you a man? Manliness, the ability, that ability to give up and move forward. Don't sentimentally get attached to certain things and live there. That type of mentality is not manliness. That manhood in man is also my blessings. Continuing. Punyo gandha prithivyam cha. Tejas chasmi vibhavasau. Jivanam sarva bhuteshu. Tapas chasmi tapasvishu. As I was telling you yesterday, if you are able to reflect upon these verses, that itself is an open-eye meditation. So when you are drinking water, what is that? The taste that I am enjoying is Bhagavan. And if your mind is directed towards this line of thinking, then what happened? That itself become a meditation. Prabhasmi Sashi Suryayoho. You don't take the sunrise very lightly. Every day sun is rising, so what? You know, not like that. When you look at the sun, you see what? Bhagavan there. Bhagavan's expression is there. And moonlight also, you see Bhagavan's presence. This is called the changing the vision. You look at the same world with a different attitude. Punyo gandha prithivyam cha. So, prithivi means earth. The pure order in the earth, that is myself. So, especially punyaha surabhi gandha prithivyam cham. The pure order in the earth, that I am. See, all the perfumes that we are using. What is the base? Flower, isn't it? The flower has come from where? Earth. So earth is the source of all fragrance in this world. As the first rain You know, if you smell the earth, the beautiful smell comes from the earth. So all our perfumes that we are using, the base is what? Earth. If that is not there, I don't think the perfumes are possible. Punyaha surabhihi gandaha prithivyam chaham tasminmayi gandabhude prithivi protaha. So, I am interwoven in that otaprotavate. I am interwoven in that fragrance. So, the very fragrance itself is Bhagavan's grace. Now, in order to enjoy that fragrance, Bhagavan has blessed us with a nose. If nose is not there, what will be the condition? You can't smell. You can't enjoy anything, isn't it? I was thinking, you know, once upon a time I was thinking, what? This nose that is designed, it is wrong. You know, that's what I was thinking. Brahmaji, who designed this nose, it's wrong. Then what I thought, so, because if the nose is down, what happened? You catch cold, then you sneeze, you distribute the bug to everybody. A lot of problems are there. So I thought, why not I keep the nose up, you know, the opening is up. That design is better. Suppose you sneeze, what happened? The bug goes up only. It doesn't disturb others. All convenience I saw. But then I went to somebody's house. They gave me a cup of tea. It was looking like coffee. So I had a doubt. Now before drinking, you have to smell, isn't it? Now here comes the problem. Suppose the nose, the opening is up. How do you take the cup? So I decided Bhagavan's design is the best. So he thought about all this, you know. Before you eat food and you smell it, isn't it? But it should be near your mouth only, otherwise it's a problem. So punyo gandha prithivyam cha tejaschasmi vibhavasau. And the tejas, bright brilliance in the fire. So, tejaha deepti vibhasavo agnau. So that bright brilliance in the fire and that heat in the fire. That is the Subhava, the nature of fire. And that is also myself, my glory. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapaschasmi tapasvishu. Life in all being. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu. We are all alive. So therefore we can interact with the world, experience the world. All these are possible because life is with us. So that life is Bhagavan. The austerity in ascetics. So ascetics, when they do tapas, they acquire certain power. And that power is Bhagavan. That's why some people have got the ability to curse or bless. Isn't it? Those days in Puranas, you must have heard that Durvasa was very famous for that, cursing people. He used to get very angry and curse people. At the same time, bless also. Narada used to bless everybody. So this ability to bless and curse, both are the result of tapas. And that power that they gain out of tapas is Bhagavan's glory. Now you see, in South India, Lord Shiva is worshipped in the form of elements. Akashalingam in Chidambaram. Chidambara Rahasyam is what? Akasha is worshipped there as Lord Shiva. Vayulingam in Kalahasti. Kalahasti is in Andhra near Tirupati. So there is one, the air passes through a lamp. That is, the air is worshipped there as Lord Shiva. Agnilingam in Tiruvannamalai. Agni is worshipped there as Lord Shiva. Apahalingam, Jalalingam, Jambukeshwaram. Water is worshipped as Bhagavan. That's called Tiruvanekav. Prithvi Lingam is worshipped as Lord Shiva. Prithvi is worshipped as Lord Shiva in Kanjipuram. So all the five elements are considered Bhagavan himself and worshipped in different temples in South India. Very beautiful. Continuing. Bijam mam sarva bhutanam. Vithi partha sanatanam. Buddhir buddhimatamasmi. Tejas tejasvinamaham. Aham bijaha. Bija means seed. I am seed. Sarva bhutanam seed. See, the problem is what? One seed. So, suppose it is a mango seed, it can bring out only mango, isn't it? Or if it is any other seed, it can bring out only that particular tree or particular fruit, whatever. But here Bhagavan says, I am Bijaha for Sarva Bhutana. He is the seed of all living beings. Now all living beings include not only human beings, okay? Animals also. So there are Andajam, Swetajam, Udbhijam, Jarayujam. Four type of wombs are there. Four type of people, well, living beings. What is that? One is born of the eggs. That is, the birds, reptiles, all of them are born of eggs. Then Swetajam, born of sweat, moisture. You have any doubt? Take some rice, cooked rice, and put it there outside your house. Next day you see so many people will be walking out of that. So Swetajam, sweat, all bed bugs. Indian railway station, if you lie down, then you know bed bugs are existing or not. Then lice, hair. If you don't do shampoo and all that for a few days, then there are some growth. You will be the creator of so many jivas in your hair. Whole Brahmanda will be there. Lice, that's called Swetajam. Then Udbhijam, born of earth. That is, all trees and plants, they're all born, they're all lives. Trees have got life, okay? Don't think that they are all inert, insentient thing. That's why they respond to the sunlight. They respond to water. They respond, now even they discovered, respond to your kind words also. Your tulasi, etc. is very sensitive plant. And if you keep, the house is always dhana, dhan, fight, you know, there tulasi won't grow. She feels, what is the use of, you know, blessing these people? They are fighting. So there also good atmosphere should be there for a good plant to grow also. And every day you should water and talk to that tulsi plant, and that's why they go around the tulsi plant and put some agarbatti or light or lamp or something they do. They worship that. Then she is very happy. She becomes very luxurious growth. Otherwise, thoda thoda jara, wo bichara chale jate hain. Even plants, they need that. So, and udbijam. Then, charayujam means this human being born of womb. So, all of them, Bhagavan says, I am bijaha. One seed, that is capable of producing all of them. But then, if you say, Bhagavan, you are only seed. That means what? Seed sprouts. When it is sprout, then what happens? Seedling come out. Once seedling come out, what happens? Seed is gone, isn't it? So, Bhagavan, so you are there before creation. Now, after creation, you are gone. Communist people will like it, this idea. Your Gita says Bhagavan is Bijam. So after creation, like a seed, he is destroyed himself and become the world. Now he is no more. No, that's why Bhagavan says, Vidhi Partha Sanatanam. Hey Arjuna, understand that I am Sanatanam Bijam. Eternal seed, never get destroyed. Buddhir buddhimatamasmi. I am the intellect among the intellectuals. Buddhihi buddhimatamasmi. I am the intelligence in the intellectual people. See, intellect is given there to all of us, but that intelligence is not there. So, balam buddhi vidya dehu mohe harvukale savikar. Balam buddhi vidya dehu mohe. Buddhi is given, but vidya is not there. What is the point? So, the ability to know, that equipment to know, that is called intellect. That intellect is a blessing of Bhagavan. If intellect itself was not there, how do we gain knowledge? So, all your today's success is because of what? You are Vidyavan, knowledgeable person. That knowledge you gain out of what? With the intellect. If that intellect was not there, there was no way you can think of gaining knowledge. So that the very basic of everything is our buddhi, and that buddhi is myself. When we are using our buddhi, remember Bhagavan. It is not superstition. This is very important, because you think about it. Say, a person who doesn't have buddhi, what happened to his life? Vegetable life, isn't it? Even though human body is there, but then, so this mentally challenged and physically challenged people, if you look at them, or mental hospital, you go and see those people, buddhi has totally gone. Alzheimer's disease, where you see people, their buddhi is gone. And what happened? What life they have? So, we have to count on our blessings. Bhagavan has given all these, at least a physical body which is working condition, you know, at least. There are so many diseases, it doesn't matter, but it is working condition. And buddhi also working, mind also working. It is all blessings. What else we want? Don't complain. So, bijam mam sarvabhutanam
ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಸನಾತನಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿರ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಮಸ್ಮಿ ತೇಜಸ್ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾಮಹಂ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪ್ಲೆಂಡರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪ್ಲೆಂಡರಸ್. ಸಿ, ತೇಜ ಪ್ರಾಗಲ್ಭ್ಯಂ ತತ್ವದಾಂ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾಂ ಅಹಂ. ಸಿ, ತೇಜಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ರೀಸನ್ಸ್. ಸಿ, ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಪುವರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಕೆನಾಟ್, ಈ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮನಿ ಟು ಬೈ ಫುಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಈಟ್ ಫುಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ಉಸ್ಕ ತೇಜಸ್ ಚಲೆ ಜಾತೆ ನ ದ ಫೇಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ಇಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೋ ತೇಜಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಯು ಫೀಡ್ ಇಮ್ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಮಂತ್ಸ್ ಯು ಸಿ ತೇಜಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ದ ಫೇಸ್ ಲುಕ್ ವೆರಿ ತೇಜಸ್. ವೈ? ಖಾಯಾ ಪಿಯಾ ಅಚ್ಚಾ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎಂಜಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಗುಡ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಂಜಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಗುಡ್ ಫುಡ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ಫೇಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಬ್ರೈಟ್. That is one tejas. Second tejas is what? If you are brilliant, there is a tejas on the face. Then there is another tejas also. If you are a foolish person also, so they say there is a tejas on his face. He is foolish. He doesn't care anything. Then, the highest tejas is man of wisdom. You can see the tejas in his face. That is the bright, brilliant. So that brilliance, that brightness, that tejas coming through his personality is nothing but myself, Bhagavan says. So when you experience that tejas on somebody, then you should understand, recognize the presence of Lord in him. Continuing. Balam balavatamasmi kamaraga vivarjitam dharma viruddho bhuteshu ಕಾಮೋಸ್ಮಿ ಪರದರ್ಶಭ. ಬಲಂ ಬಲವತಾಮಸ್ಮಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಮೈಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೈಟಿ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ಬಲಂ ಬಲವತಾಮಸ್ಮಿ, ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಆಡ್ಸ್ ಕಾಮರಾಗ ವಿವರ್ಜಿತಂ ಬಲಂ. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಬಲಂ, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕಾಮ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ರಾಗ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಕಾಮರಾಗ ವಿವರ್ಜಿತಂ ಬಲಂ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಬುಲ್ಲಿ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಇನ್ ದಿ ಓಲ್ಡನ್ ಡೇಸ್ ಇನ್ 42nd ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಟ್ ಇನ್ ನ್ಯೂಯಾರ್ಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. You go to, you go through subway, they will just show you a gun behind and then nigalo sir, take out everything. First they will give you one beating and then to show their strength, and then they say take out everything. Suppose you don't carry, nowadays people don't carry, that's why credit card came. Now people don't carry cash. So if you say I don't have money, then also give another one. Why you didn't carry money? For Dakshina ke liye, you have to carry some money. At least $5 you should carry. It's dangerous. So that kind of strength is not real strength. Kamaraga vivarchitam balam. So that strength comes only when you practice dharma. So kamaraga vivarchitam kamaraga. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಶ್ರೇಯೇಶು ರಾಗ. ಸಿ, ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಡೆಡಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್,
following certain principle in life, the strength, a mental strength come to him. The strength is not physical strength we are talking about. Here we are talking about the mental strength. The strength that Gandhiji had. What was the strength? To challenge the whole British Empire, he had the strength. What is that strength? That conviction that what he is doing is right. That conviction gives you that strength. Now think about in the Ramayana also, you see, Sitaji, she was alone in Lanka. There was no diplomatic immunity those days. All kinds of things were not there. And single-handedly, she was completely at the mercy of Ravana. But even then, she was able to stand up to him. Not only that, she showered, abuses on him. You are nirlach, shameless, useless, coward. All these words. She addressed him, you are Khatyoda. Khatyoda means a firefly in front of my Lord Rama, who is a son. All kinds of, where did she get the strength? See, because that type of strength is Bhagavan says, Balam Balavatam Asmi, Kama Raga Vivarjitam Balam. So if you have any little weakness is there, then what happened? That Balam will go. If you are attached to something, then what happened? The strength will go. Strength to practice, the value will go. All those people who are doing this bribing and all that, taking bribe, what is that? It is weakness, isn't it? Attachment to money. Attachment to what? Luxurious life. If I continue to be in this job, I don't think I will be able to buy a better car. Porsche car. That's not a big deal nowadays. BMW, that is also not. Tesla. That is also becoming cheaper now. Tesla car. But different levels are there. So Tesla car is so funny that if you open both sides, there is nothing there. Front also, back also, there is nothing. You feel miserable because there is no engine, nothing. But you can carry a lot of luggage. Imagine car is driving by its own. You just sit there. And one now and then it wakes you up. It talks to you. So that, we are talking about that type of balam. If you have weakness, then what happened? Our balam will go. So the strength of your mind is when you have no weakness. Dharma aviruddho bhuteshu. Kamaha asmi. I am kama means desire. I am desire in every living being. Which desire? That desire which is unopposed to dharma. So Bhagavan is not, see, our scriptures are not against entertaining desire, okay? Now don't get this bad impression. So Hinduism is always talking about sannyas. That's why people don't like to come to Gita talks. They are worried they will convert that person into sannyasis. That also sannyasi is talking. That is more worse, you see. If it's a grihastha talking, at least some connection is there. But a sannyasi is talking means they are worried. Suddenly they become sannyasi. I guarantee you, you will never become sannyasis. First of all, you have to know how to wear this dress and walk around in the street. That's a test. Try. How many people will be looking at you? You will not be able. That also with Chandra and Kumkum and all that, Patta. But try, go and see. Because I get, you know, everybody look at me from top to bottom. When you enter the aircraft, they will look at you. So one lady stopped, you know, when she saw me sitting there, and then she didn't know what to say. Suddenly she said, come out with a comment. Your outfit is so beautiful. I said, thank you. What else I can say? So, try. Impossible. You will not be able to. Especially if you are traveling international, national. So many, what others will think, everybody is looking at you. Who cares? If you are a sannyasi, it doesn't matter, this is your dress. You are not worried about what they think, it's their problem. So, don't think that this Hinduism is championing to remove all your desires, you should not entertain a desire. Bhagavan says 99% people who have got materialistic desires. They all have. Bhagavan accepts that. And he says, but one thing he says, your desire should not be adharmic. Your desire should be dharmic. The means of fulfilling your desire should be dharmic. Proper way. Don't take shortcuts. So if you want to be rich, work hard and become rich. Use your intelligence and make money. Don't take shortcuts, you know, start smuggling drugs and, you know, weapons and things like that and then get caught. Don't get shortcut. So, dharma aviruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharadarshabha. So fulfill your desire with proper way and with proper method. So this is myself, unopposed to righteousness. Such desire is myself. Balam balavatam asmi kamaraga vivarchitam dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharadarshabha. Now, a few lists is given here. They is interwoven. So this is a commentary upon that particular verse, Sutra Manigana Iva. So to explain that particular line, Bhagavan has given a few examples. Rasoham apsukaunteya prabhasmi sasujayoho pranavasarvavedeshu saptakhe pavrusham nushu ityadi. So this is to elaborate that point. Now the conclusion comes the next verse. That is, I will explain to you next class, okay? But we'll read it. Echaiva sattvika bhavah. Rajasatta masaschaye. Mattaye vetitan vitti. Natvaham te shute mayi. Now all this creation which is constituted of sattva rajas tamas, sattvika rajasa tamasa bhava, according to their karma. So why you are predominantly tamasic? Because of your karma, past karma. Why you are predominantly rajasic? That is also according to your karma. Why you are predominantly sattvic person? That is also karma. So all of them proceed from me. All of them come from me. Jeva sattvika bhava raja tamas. Mattaye vetitan vidhi. All these proceed from me alone. But Na
நத்வஹம் தேஷு தேமை.
They are in me, but I am not in them.
Bhagavan washed his hand clean. They are all in me, but I am not in them.
How is that possible? We shall see that tomorrow, okay?
For incentive to come back.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம்.
தேங்க்யூ சுவாமிஜி.